Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
July just around the corner. Looks like that wet pattern's going to continue. We're going to go outdoors. Steve Kearney joins us. SteveKearneyOutdoors.com. Well, Steve, the weird weather continues.
Good afternoon, Steve. Yes, it's blowing. It's cold. It's like November. It's just really, man, this was a tough week. It was very cold, very windy all this week, and I was underdressed a couple of times, and I paid the price. I had the shaky arms, shaky legs, and I even had clients this week that were in shorts, and I felt very, very sorry for them. But yeah, it's hard to believe it's the first of July, and we've got this weird weather.
Yeah, and we don't see any real warm stuff, so I would assume water temps are holding in general. The bite good.
Well, it's very inconsistent, and yes, right. The water temperature isn't doing anything. It's still 68, 69. We haven't even cracked 70 in a lot of the lakes, so that's a good 8, 9 degrees behind. Yeah, you can tell in your garden, too, that it's not doing much. It's just lagging behind, just like the water temperature is. So, yeah, and we've had cool nights, too, and, we've been preaching this for, like, weeks and weeks, and, and we got a wet stretch coming up this week. Hard to know. There's a lot of people off this next week, and there'll be a lot of people out fishing. It's going to be hard to say. I mean, it's hard to say where they're going to be. These fish have been, moving around shallow, then they go deep, and they've been very inconsistent on patterns. And I think they're just as confused as we are. A lot of the fish still have eggs in them, so they did not spawn, which is not a real surprise. But still, the weed growth is very minimal. That's good. So I think a lot of these fish are going to be right along those weed lines this week, especially through 4th of July. Probably 12 to 16 feet is going to be the key target area. But, yeah, every time I go out, especially this week, I don't know where those fish are going to be. I got to go find them, and it's been kind of a battle.
And, Steve, I know that my first ever experience with live bait was a night crawler that I dug up in the backyard. I grew up along the river, and my buddies and I would spend a lot of time fishing in the river. And the live bait of choice generally among us kids was the night crawler because it was easily available, and they can still be effective, can't they?
Well, we're just starting to make that transition to crawlers, Steve, and right now, a couple of good tips. Number one, I take those crawlers out of the pack when you get them in the store, and I put them in a different bin, and I cut up newspapers, like confetti, and fill it up with newspapers and get it all wet, and let those crawlers kind of do their thing, and they'll actually, so a lot of that ink will go into their, body, and they're going to change colors, and it puffs them up a little bit. And the night before, I take those crawlers and I put them in a like a soup bowl with ice, and I put them in there and leave them in the refrigerator overnight. And the next morning, they're like twice the size, all puffed up, absorbed all the water, and that's what I call super crawlers. But right now, at this time of the year, the perch, the sunfish are really active. And when I get on a lake and I've got crawlers, I actually start with a plastic jig and minnow or a leech first, and then once I catch that first walleye, then I will switch to the crawler. The problem is when you drop a crawler down in a lot of our lakes and lakes country in northern Minnesota, the perch and the sunfish are just going to beat it up and take those crawlers, and you're never going to get it in front of a walleye. So I always make sure I get that first walleye, then I switch to the crawler, and that saves a lot of frustration. It just, you know, sometimes when you get into these areas of sunfish, they pound those crawlers, and it never, ever gets in front of a walleye. So that's just a little, you know, tip I've learned over the years. Just start differently and then move to a crawler when you know there's walleyes there.
And I would assume in the coming week you're going to stay in those waters pretty close to home in the northwest. In a busy week with the 4th, once again, a lot of recreational boaters out, weather permitting, on the 4th. So if you're going to go out over the holiday weekend, you want to early's key.
You can tell, Steve, you and I have talked about this before. Yeah. You are right on. You know, a lot of people took this whole week off, and they're going to be out, you know, late in the morning, pretty much all afternoon. So if you're going to get out in the next 10 days, get out at sunrise right away, like 5:15, 5:30, and get your fishing in and get out of there by 10 or 11, and then surrender to the recreational people. And the best fishing really has been really early in the morning. And then you don't have to deal with the wind as bad. You know, we've had wind every day, 20 to 30 miles an hour, and when it gets cooking about noon, 1 o'clock, it really can be very difficult. So early morning is best. Evenings now with the holidays approaching, there'll be a lot of people out. So you got to be very selective and just try to get out as early in the morning as you can. Then take a nap, Steve. Take a nap.
Yeah, naps. Naps are a good thing. All right, Steve, good to visit with you. We'll do it again in 1 week.
Hey, sounds great, Steve. Have a great 4th.
All right. You as well, and good luck out there. Steve Kearney joining us, Steve Kearney Outdoors. Typically on Sundays, our outdoors coverage continues with Rob Driesline from Outdoor News. He has a show every Sunday between 5 and 6. But we have another late Twins game on the West Coast. A week ago, they were in Oakland. Tomorrow, they are in Seattle for a late start. But typically on Sundays as well, from the Outdoor News for a full hour between 5 and 6 on Sunday, it's Rob Driesline here on News Talk, E3O WCCO.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.